Friends, welcome back to our subject, inventory optimization. And now we move on to the chapter number 12 about codification and standardization. To some extent, we have discussed this subject earlier, but I will go in depth about codification and standardization in this subject. This slide we have seen earlier. I will again explain this slide, that in my stores there is a ball bearing. Now, just by telling a ball bearing, it doesn't satisfy my requirement. So what I do is I codify that. It is a ball bearing having the internal diameter of 350, outside diameter of 450, thickness of 30. It is a ball bearing and not a roller bearing or thrust bearing. It is a ball bearing. Then main group, I consider main group as one, code number one for mechanical spare, because ball bearing is part of mechanical spares. Then it is subgroup of bearings. In mechanical spares, there is a subgroup of bearings. In that bearing, there is a subgroup of ball bearings. That means other groups are of roller bearings, other bearings also, but group number 5 is for ball bearings. So my code number goes like this: 1, that is the code number 1, mechanical spare. Then 02, that is code 02 for bearings. Then 5, it is ball bearing and not roller bearing. So 1025. Once I see the number of 1025, I know that it is ball bearings only. 1025, all numbers starting from 1025 are ball bearings. Then I have further described it by its internal diameter, that is 350, external diameter as 450, thickness as 30, and 5 and 6 are other codes for special characteristics. So 1025, 350, 450, 5 and 6, look at this, I know what end of bearing is it and is it required by me or not. For example, I need a ball bearing of 350 ID, 450 OD, 30 millimeter thickness. This is the bearing for me. I know it without any confusion. 1025, 350, 450, 30, 5 and 6. So I know that this is the ball bearing required by me. So this is the codifications, a sample codification done by for one ball bearing. The normal way of identifying an article is by simple description. For example, we say dustbin, or we say bearing, we say oil seal. So it is a simple description. However, it is not entirely satisfactory, because in the same company, some people will call it a dustbin as refuse container. So they will stock that item as refuse container. Some other chaps will call it as rubbish receptacle. So they will stock it as rubbish receptacle. That means I will have 10 dustbins in the stock. In one corner it is identified as dustbin. In other corner it is identified as refuse container. In third corner it is identified as rubbish receptacle, and I have 3 different locations for the same item. So simple description is not sufficient. In order to identify some articles accurately, a very long and complicated description is also required. For example, everyone knows what is meant by a chair. But there are many kinds of chairs. It is necessary to identify them properly. This can be done by using a store's code. Like I told you about ball bearing, 1025, 350, 450, 506. For that chair also, I can have a source code. When the operation of coding is complete, the list of all code numbers, all descriptions, sizes are published in a document known as stores vocabulary. Stores vocabulary. Understand this. Common method of stores codification. One method I showed you already about ball bearing. But I will show you or I will explain to you other methods also. One is alphabetical codification, numerical codification, mnemonic codification, combined alphabetical and numerical, decimal codification, British or Brish codification, Kodak codification, and color codification. One by one I will come to that. Alphabetical codification. What is this alphabetical? For a bolt, I call it as BT. For a nut, I call it as NT. For a square nut, I call it as NTSQ. For pin, PL. Screw, SC. Rivet, RT. Mild steel, SM. Mild steel angle, SMA. So this is alphabetical code. There is a serious limitation to the number of atoms which can be uniquely coded under this method, but okay, this is a method going on since years, alphabetical. Call BT to the bolt, call NT to the nut. This is alphabetical codification. Is it sufficient or not? That we will see afterwards. Then numerical codification. For example, simple number. Bolt 10 mm, call it as 501. Bolt 20 mm, call it as 502. Then block number. For example, there is a block for raw materials. 1 to 1000, number 1 to 1000 is raw material. Number 1001 to 2000 is consumables. Number 2001 to 3000 is packaging material. 3001 to 4000 is jigs, fixtures and tools. So that block of so many numbers, 1 to 1000, 1001 to 2000 blocks I have made. Then dash or stroke number. For example, bolt 10 mm can be 50101. Bolt 20 mm, 50102. This is the numerical codification. Whether this is enough or not, we will see. Then mnemonic codification. What is mnemonic? It's a modification of alpha coding system. For example, SS stainless steel, CU copper, CUT copper tube, CUWR copper wire. This system is confusing. For example, if I say TB, is it tablet or is it tube? So this is a confusing system. So mnemonic codification is a confusing system. Confined, combined alphabetical and numerical codification. Alphanumeric. You may be knowing already, your passwords are alphanumeric. So, alphanumeric means, if it is copper, CU. If it is copper sheet, SH. It's copper sheet of 5 mm thickness, 05. If I combine all this, I say, the code of copper sheet, 5 mmpt is CUSH05. The moment I see this codification, CUSH, I know that it is copper sheet of 5 mm thick. Simple. Alpha numerical codification. CUSH05. Then decimal codification. What is decimal? Copper is called as 01. Copper sheet is called as 02. Copper sheet 5 mm thick is called as 03. Thus the code of copper sheet 5 mm thick is 01.02.03. I know that 01.02.03 is copper sheet of 5 mm thick. This is little more confusing. Decimal codification system. So, since it is confusing, I will explain to you again. Look at this chart. In the decimal codification system, each digit indicates something. For example, section. What is section? This particularly item. Flat file, single cut, smooth file, 25 mm. I am going to explain how it is codified. A flat file, single cut, smooth file, size 25 mm. It belongs to these three sections. 0, plants and machinery. 01, plants, machine and hand tools. And 2 is construction materials. So this belongs to machine and hand tools. This flat file belongs to machine and hand tools. So I say always first digit is 1. That is this machine and hand tools. Then second is class. Hand tools, machine tools, holding tools, cutting tools. Tripped cutting tools. So my this file becomes a part of cutting tools. So here I put the digit as 3. 1 and 3. Now next, which group it belongs to? For example, 0 is cutters, 1 is files, 2 is knurls, 3 is scraper, like that. So this is a file, so it is 1. So I put here 1, 3, 1. 1, 3, 1. Then what is the shape? It is a flat file. So it is flat is 0. It is a 1, 3, 1, 0. So the description is very clear. 1, 3, 1, 0 is a flat file. Okay. Then next, teeth. It is single cut rough, single cut coarse, single cut smooth, double cut coarse. So it is single cut smooth. So I put the number 2. 1, 3, 1, 0, 2. 1, 3, 1, 0, 2. And what is that 0.25? 0.25 is the size in millimeter. 0.25. That means this is a flat file, single cut, smooth, and size is 25 millimeter. To codify this, to identify this, I use the number 1310-2025. This is called as decimal codification system. Then British system. British system. Conceived by Mr. British with J. Gobinski. Divide all facets of organization into number of main categories according to nature of business. Consists of 7 digits. Look at this. British system. 7 digits. One is class, is 3. Then subclass, 4, as I shown you in the first slide. Then what is the group? 4. Then subgroup, 1. Series, 1. Subseries, 3. And what is sector? 005. So what is the name of this item is 3-4-4-1-1-3-0-0-5. 3-4-4-1-1-3-0-0-5. This is the bridge system. Kodak system has been completely developed by Eastman Kodak Company or Eastman Kodak Company of New York. The logic of major grouping is based on sources of supply. From where the material comes? Where is the source? For instance, a bolt is listed as hardware item if it is listed in the hardware catalogs and available with hardware suppliers. Bolt is available with hardware suppliers. So hardware suppliers will consist of this item bolt. If this bolt, however, is available only as a part of the machine, it will be available under maintenance. Each class is divided into 10 subclasses. Look at this. 0020, 00 to 20, raw materials. 21 to 35, machines and mechanical equipment. 36 to 40, mechanical product, and so on. I will now concentrate on this 53 to 68, because I am going to describe chemicals. I will give you an example of how Kodak system identifies chemicals. Look at this. Second step is, I was actually trying to describe 53 to 68. 53 is tank, 54 is pump, 55 is mixers and so on. This is the sub-classification. Chemicals are Then third step, subclassification indicating kinds of carbonic acid, sulfuric acid, nitric acid. So 600 and 602. Then fourth step, 86 is type A, 87 is type B, 88 is type C, 89 is type D, 90 is type E. The code for this product then becomes 601 because it is a sulfuric acid. 87 is sulfuric acid of type B, and then remaining code numbers. Again, I will explain to you this chemical called as sulfuric acid. I am trying to describe this sulfuric acid. It belongs to this first step where it is between 53 to 68. In 53 to 68, 60 is acids. My chemical is sulfuric acid. So it is always described as 60. But this sulfuric acid is actually, there are three acids. Carbonic acid is 600, sulfuric acid is 601, nitric acid is 602. So my sulfuric acid will be described as 601, and it is belonging to the type B. So I describe it as 601 87, and then remaining code numbers. So this is the Kodak system, which is having 10 steps. Then color codification is there. What is this color codification? This system uses color marking for easier and more ready identification on metals, bars, pipe, drum and table. For example, pipe code number will, code color will be yellow, copper black will be there, cable red will be there, drums white color will be there. Standardization and variety lecture. Too much variety is lying in the stores. Too many drums of the same pit, of different sizes, from different suppliers, and the whole store is lying with too many drums, which actually should have been only one or two type of drums. Maybe one only. So too much variety, because different purchasers are bringing the materials of different sizes from different suppliers. It is creating the complete confusion. We should standardize that. If we have to bring green color, the shade should be particular, shade should be there, and the size should be so many kilograms, and that's all, or so many liters, and that's all. Every purchaser must bring the green color in that size only, from that supplier only, as per that standard only, as per that shade only. I cannot have 5 different shades of green color brought from 5 different suppliers in 5 different sizes. It just creates a big confusion. So variety reduction and standardization is a must. After some time, these materials become slow moving. So standardization is a process of establishing basic specifications for a set of commonly used characteristics like size, shape and performance. For example, you can buy a bulb of any make. That bulb can be that old incandescent type or latest LED type. But you can fix it in the bulb holder available in the market without any difficulty, because the size of the dimensions are standardized. So you buy the bulb from anywhere, it will be fitting in that bulb holder because it is standardized. The standardization is required everywhere, so that you can then reduce the variety. If the standardization would not be there, you have to buy bulb holders of different sizes for fitting the bulbs of different sizes. So variety would increase. So we have to reduce the variety, and for that the solution, and the only solution, is standardization. In simple terms, a standard is a document that provides rules or guidelines to achieve order in a given context. Standards are equally important for ensuring safety, reliability, environmental care. So we should, as far as possible, should do a lot of standardization. The standardization means, for example, you are, one small example I will give you. If you are having a cupboard of 5 feet high and the dimensions, we should bring all other cupboards of the same size. You should standardize on chairs. You should standardize on furniture. You cannot have different kind of furniture brought from different suppliers of different designs. It creates a mess, doesn't look good also, and it is very difficult to control the stock. So standardization is a very important thing in our organization. Simplification is a process of determining limited number of grades, types and sizes of components or products in order to achieve better quality, minimum waste, simplification, and thus reduce the production cost. By eliminating unnecessary varieties, sizes and designs, simplification leads to manufacture of identical components. Variety reduction is usually in practice restricted in product range, raw materials and engineering spares. Everywhere we should do variety reduction so that our inventory accuracy and also the convenience improves. Simplification proceeds standardization. Before standardization, we should do further simplification. Standardization is a design activity, whereas variety reduction minimizes processes and different skills. Variety reduction aims at decreasing number of products, materials or parts. Standardization aims at drop in human and material cost. Standardization aims at increasing convenience, facilitates interchangeability. Interchangeability is very important. As I told you about bulb and bulb holder, interchangeability. And variety reductions is reduction in inventory. What is our subject? Inventory optimization. So what we should do? Variety reduction. For that, what we should do? Standardization. Inventory optimization by variety reduction. Variety reduction by standardization. This is what we have to do, and so we really become successful. Type of standards are product standards, engineering standards, material standards, labor standards. International standards are developed by international standards, that is ISO. You may be knowing what is ISO, International Organization for Standardization. National standards are produced by ISI, or Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, in India. More about Bureau of Indian Standards is, it is the national standards body of India working under the support of Ministry of Consumer Affairs. One of the major functions of this bureau is formulation, recognition and promotion of the Indian standards. Industry standards are made by the industry. They are finalized and issued by the representative body of members of a particular industry. They are based on national standards with some modifications to suit the industry. So, I conclude that standardization is required for variety reduction. Variety reduction is required for inventory optimization and inventory of accuracy. So, these are the things we should do. We should codify the parts. We should identify the parts. And we should standardize the parts. This is what is the conclusion of this chapter, which ultimately will give you the inventory accuracy, and ultimately it will be a success in inventory optimization. Thank you.